Hello, good morning or good afternoon to you, depending where you're listening. I'm Carol Connor, and welcome to the Carol Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insights that I received from my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoded in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to ask the question, but keep it to one question, and have it be the question that's the biggest one on your mind. And the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we open up the phone lines after the first break. I want to talk about the Mastering Manifesting Miracles, the how-to guide to living your life of your wildest dreams. It's a teleclass that's on Saturday, April 30th, from 1 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. The cost is $33. If you sign up early, you get $5 off, so that's $28. You can attend in person or on phone. And many of us believe that miracles are done by the saints or the ascended masters. They can only be the ones that are by the special people, or that they're something that can occur every once in a while. But the truth is that there's literally blueprints within our energy field that allows all of us to create miracles or to live the life of our wildest dreams. What blocks most people from experiencing the miraculous life is us. It's the old mental programming and our belief systems that are deeply ingrained within us. Then we also have to get through the emotional issues that we have around money, abundance, success, etc. We also have to address our spiritual beliefs about miracles or abundance. For example, money is the root of all evil. The good news is, because there's blueprints, there's little pathways that you can bypass these old programs. We can transmute and clear out these energy blocks, and allowing you to have the ability to live a miraculous life. So this class is exciting, and if you're not available that day, you could absolutely get the MP3, the booklet, and the works, and the attunements, and the tools that you're going to be working with to create your life of your wildest dreams. So that is on April 30th, coming up in a couple of Saturdays. We also have the continuous gathering. The next one is May 6th. Sounds far away, but it's really not. Usually the first Friday of the month, from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, we meet all around the world and we gather, either in person or on the phone, and we talk about what's going on with the energies of the world right now, and we all are really being affected, and I think if you're walking on this earth right now, there's no way that you can not acknowledge that something major is happening right now, and it's affecting all of us on a micro level. That means personally, on a macro level, within our home and family, our environment, work, and on a universal level. And so the more you know about it, the more you can go with the flow instead of resist. Just think of the saying, what you resist persists, and many people are tapping into fear, they're contracting their energy. And so during the gatherings, I read the grids of the earth, I read the grids around what's going on in different places, and I also read your own personal grids, your own personal energy field, and tell you what's going on with you as far as certain blocks that could be coming up with the energy shifts that are happening right now. So all that happens in the gathering. And again, if you're not available that evening, you can email questions or I'll read you, and then you could listen to the callback, and you also, everyone gets an MP3 of that class. And so that's the gathering. We also are having $50 off one-hour readings and $25 off half-hour readings, and we have a special of the remote readings. $20 off of 20 minutes and $30 off of 30 minutes. And the remote readings are different than the live readings, obviously, because I do them remotely and I work on your energy field. I give you tools. I do that in regular readings, too, because I'm really an advocate in empowerment. And now more than ever, I talk about it all the time within the calls. It's our responsibility to take care of our own energy field. Nobody else is going to do it. There's no magic pill. We are the magic pill. So it's a real time for us to look inside of ourselves and to really start recognizing ourselves as energetic beings, and as energetic beings to strengthen our energetic pathways. The more we have this strength in pathways, the more we feel grounded, the more we feel open to receiving the universal energy instead of getting toxic energy, which we are kind of ingrained to feed off of each other's fears and feed off of it. It's like feeding off of pollution, to be honest. But when we clear that out, we are open to receiving the universal energy that's around us, that's available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, that has no agenda. It's called love. It's called this high frequency energy that we are made of. But we are really programmed to look outside of us to get fed. So this year in particular is a real important time for us to look within, to empower ourselves, and to look at those aspects in our life where we're shaky or we're not feeling the greatest. And this year is also helping us by bringing those parts up. I know more people are experiencing a lot of emotional issues, physical issues, fears, and that's part of the process. And it's not this punishing to get you into more fear aspect. If you look at it as a rebalancing, a reclaiming, and a remembering, and a realigning, it really helps you look at it as a life in a totally different perspective. And then it really allows you to, again, go with the flow with these energy shifts instead of contracting your energy and restricting yourself. And then your energy field goes back to old patterns that are literally written in your energy field. And so now we can clean the slate. We can step out of karma. We can step out of our generational patterns. We can clear those. And the first thing we have to do is believe it and start really, again, looking within. There was a phenomena that was going on. I'm sure many of you heard it. If you haven't, I think it's really cool. It's from the Mayan calendar people. They were telling people that this year in particular is important. So what you do is you add how old you're going to be this year. For example, my daughter's birthday is coming up in a couple weeks. She's going to be 19 years old. She was born in 1995. You take the last two digits, so she's going to be 19. You add 19 to 95, and it's 111. My son's going to be 16. He was born in 95. You add the two digits, you add 6 plus 5, it's 111. I could go on and on. You add your birthday, add what year you're going to be in, the last two digits of the year you were born, and it's going to be 111. A lot of people are talking about this because it's like, how can out of 5 billion people on the earth, everyone get to 111 and everyone will get it? It's a major message. It's a reminder. It's a cellular reminder for all of us. So have fun with that. I want to say that describe the directions again for those that have not heard of it. Take the year that you're going to be, and if your birthday was in January or February, the year that you turned, add the year that you were born. Forget about the 19 or the 20 in front of it, and you will come up with 111. So it's a huge cellular reminder that we're all one, that we come from one, that we're part of this one source, and that the more we look at ourselves as a part of God's source creator, as that part of that one, and feel connected to it deeply inside of us, that this year of 11, another one, is all about new beginnings. And numerologically, ones are meaning new beginnings. So we're getting this extra help of new beginnings, which are coming from wherever you want to call it, source, God, creator, whatever it resonates with you. There's all different names, and there's no name to the God source creator. So we really want to take this time to really get off our get out of ourselves, get out of our ego, get out of our old patterns, really push yourself. And I know a lot of times there's a lot of, actually, I just looked at the clock and it was 111. It was very cool. That would be a reminder of, yes, keep on talking, Gary, about what you're talking about. So we're given extra help, so we're not alone. We are supported. And that's what I see the biggest people's biggest blocks to make major changes, that they don't feel supported. And I don't mean about friends and family. I mean, we really have to feel cellularly supported to make major change. If we're going to get out of a toxic relationship or get out of a job, we really have to feel that support. And that support goes beyond our friends and family, spouses. It goes to a universal energy. It's literally an energy field that has a pulse to it. It has a rhythm to it. And that rhythm has a beat to it that really speaks to our soul. And it brings us back to that state of oneness, that state of being connected to source, really grounded to the earth. And then you have to look at life differently. You cannot not. You recognize that the trees are part of our life. The rocks are part of our life. So we live in an abundant world. And as you change your view from the outside, your inside, and then you start going on the inside of your life, and then start changing the inside of your stuff, the things, the baggage that you carry around, then your outside circumstances are going to change as far as money-wise, relationship-wise. So this year is a big emphasis on it as far as us being able to really remember who we are. A lot of times there was a saying that's a lot of people say in the New Age, that we are the ones that we've been waiting for. And that's really the truth. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. And we also, there's another saying, we're all angels having a human experience. And that's true, too. We all are angels having the human experience. We're all that divine spark of divinity having that human experience. And now more than ever, it's time to remember that. And not in a panicky way, but in a way that makes you feel empowered, in a way that makes you feel grounded, in a way that makes you feel supported. And as you do that, every single aspect of your life will change. It cannot not. That's the key to creation. So we have all these gifts and we have all these tools around us to help us. And so I'd encourage you to take the class, the miracle class, and it'll tell you about these little pathways that have been in our energy field for a long time. And also, I created a CD that's kind of interesting 10 years ago that's the pathways that's called the Body Temple. You could get that as a CD or an MP3. The CD is going to be $10 because it costs more to make the CD. MP3, $7. You could have it sent out for you. So we're having that for this special for April, too. The Body Temple Exercises. And they are literally help you clear out the pathways. They're going to be different from the classes because they get upgraded information all the time. But they really give you a solid foundation to begin opening up to get to your blueprints. You literally open up your energy field. And the byproduct of this is also increasing your intuition, increasing your feeling a lot more happier. So there's a lot of byproducts that happen to be when you start cleansing your energy field. So it's not only just about the energy. It's about living a happy life, living an empowered life. And this is really what we're encouraged to do, and also feel that support. When we feel that support, I saw this greatest picture one time when I was doing a reading where I saw this great big hand come out of the sky and it had a pulse to it, and I call it the God's hand. And I put the client in it, and it gently rocked it. And it was the most beautiful thing I ever saw. And whenever I feel down or out, I feel that I put myself in that hand. And then I just feel that support, and it absolutely gets me in a space of peace. And so I encourage you to look at that, too. We're going to the phone lines after this short break. You listen to The Carol Connor Show. Be right back.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, and I'm going to give you that number out. That's 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and my main man, Benny, will answer the phone. So, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Will do, and thank you for that dubious honor.
Well, you are.
Appreciate it. Well, Patty's going to start things off today. She's calling in from Stonington, Connecticut. Hopefully I got that right.
And
good. And she's used to, she used to go to work, and it was a good time. She loved it, and it hasn't been a good time. So, you know, not so much. There's been turnovers happening lately. You know, the mood has been kind of, you know, shifting. She wants to know what's really going on. So, Patty, welcome to the show. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Fine, Carrie. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. So
good.
A lot of stuff is shifting?
Well, gradually it's been shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing a turn where I'm not recognizing anybody. It's not comfortable for me. I'm nervous about going in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know anybody. And the attitude is different. When we have our meetings, it's
mm-hmm.
very stiff, where it used
mm-hmm.
to be where we would laugh and joke. And
mm-hmm.
now I find myself going home and ruminating, did I offend anybody? Did anybody say anything to me? It's just,
mm-hmm.
it's not healthy, and it's not the way I should be living, and I don't
right.
know how to stop it.
Well, you know, Patty, that's the perfect example about what I was talking about earlier. It's like people's, what I see, just to put it really simple, just imagine every single person on the face of this earth right now having a great big magnet in front of their heart, and that magnet's pulling up their worst fears, their anxieties, their deepest mental programming. And it's not to punish us. It's for us to be able to clear out. And so a lot of people are showing what they call their shadow self, their wounded child self. And so you're obviously empathic and you're picking it up. I'm hearing this across the world. And so that's where I go back to energy exercises, especially if you're very empathic, which you are. So do you do anything to protect yourself or get yourself grounded?
Well, I just downloaded your exercises from
Good.
Your website.
Good.
I started doing those, and actually, I like the how I visualize it are the white dots around, and then whatever emotion I'm feeling, I just neutralize it.
Good.
Center.
Perfect.
Yeah. So that
perfect.
Yep.
So make sure even you when you're in the shower in the morning before you go to work, just visualize working with the water and just clearing away any kind of emotional stuff, and then just seal yourself in a bubble. Put Post-its around a lot, where you work, where you drive, where you eat, because what you really want to do is get in a good 40-day habit of using different tools, different energy exercises, techniques, where it's so deeply ingrained that when you feel the energy shift, you're able to, like, just ground down, close your eyes for a second, breathe, and you feel a grounding cord going down to the center of the earth, and you feel the energy coming up. It absolutely shifts the energy in the room. People will feel it. I've seen people ready to fight all of a sudden go, and they didn't know what to say because they felt the energy shift in the room, right? Because a lot of people aren't addressing their energy fields. And what to me it looks like when people are in meetings, it looks like a black dust is flying in the air and all these tubes are going back and forth and the tubes are going to each other's chakras and they're not giving good energy, they're giving the fear energy. So you're recognizing what I'm seeing, right? So and just
yes.
because I'm seeing it, it doesn't make me special. This is literally going on everywhere, right? And so and there's a lot of huge fear that's going on right now. And so the best thing you could do is don't overthink it when your head keeps on going over and over. That's just mental programming, too. Sing a song, whistle a tune, just get your head out of, is it me, is it me, is it me, is it me? I mean, take accountability and responsibility when you need to, but when I'm looking at energy fields, your 80% of the stuff you're picking up is other people's stuff, and it's influencing you, and you're one to beat yourself up and get into the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. Or whenever I see a hammer in somebody's energy field, it's one that instead of exploding out and blaming other people, you tend to take it in on yourself. And so you just really want to get in as an expert, putting yourself into that grounding cord and really create that bubble around you. And then all of a sudden you'll notice that certain people will just kind of go away from you. And if they're going through a thing, it's not judging them. It's just like it's static. It's just like we want to be around that nicer energy radio station. And if somebody's really staticky, the more we hold a grounding cord, it actually helps them get through their static, but we can't do it for them, right? So just right. think of that. You're literally witnessing this cleansing and clearing. And again, it's happening everywhere, but you can be the catalyst of change. And it doesn't have to be with any words. You don't have to say anything at all. Actually, a lot of times words get in the way, but being that grounding cord and just keeping yourself centered, you'll notice a huge, huge difference. And then it becomes literally your protection. And this is not a protection as in a fear thing. This is just strengthening our energetic tubes so we could hold more of that light, and that light can transmute that fear that's in the room, and it can absolutely shift the energy. But don't take on other people's stuff, because I'm seeing your third chakra is wide open, and there's all these tubes that's not even yours, and we're just clearing those out right now. All right? Are you familiar with
one question?
Go ahead.
The grounded cord, yeah. How does that work? How can I visualize that?
Visualize it in the coming from your root chakra, but feel from the top of your head all the way down through your body, right through your spine, and go right to open, like pretend your feet have like holes in the center, grounding cords,
okay.
And then right in this root, your root chakra, go right down, and I even go, whoosh, I make a sound, and I see myself going straight down into the center of the earth, and then I'll visualize myself in this crystal cave, and there's an energy exercise that Gaia, Mother Earth, my spirit guide, came in and gave me, and it's the new updated one, so if you haven't got that, that's free for everybody. They could ask for the crystal cave, the new grounding cord exercises, and it goes through a whole thing of talking to Gaia and feeling it, but just going in and just feeling that grounding cord and just feel yourself drop in there, but use all your emotion, I mean feelings, feel the strength of what it feels like to go into the center of the earth, feel the, like I'll feel like a amniotic fluid in there that feels very wet, that's going through my energetic hair and getting out the snarls, and then I'll feel the rhythm, the birth of Gaia. So even if you practice with hearing a heartbeat, like get off heartbeat off of YouTube, it'll get you in a space of just feeling her rhythm, because she has a rhythm, she has a sound, and then it absolutely opens you up and grounds you, and then you'll feel that support that I was talking about earlier, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome very much. Keep up the good work. You're very intuitive and empathic. That's why you're picking up on so much. So keep, when you're like that, you really have to almost be extra, I don't want to use the word careful, but just to extra vigilant about doing the energy exercises, all right?
Yeah. Thanks very much, Patty, for calling in. It leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll stick locally here in Seattle. We have now Maria calling in from Edmonds, Washington. She has a court hearing about some divorce proceedings coming up here. She wants to know if there's a possible outcome that you can see there, Carrie. So, Maria, welcome to the show. What's exactly going
on? Hi, thanks, Carrie, so much. Actually, I had talked with you before, and you had thought that the divorce was not heading to court, and it is. It is.
Okay.
I thought that it was going to settle sometime in March, and instead they're actually holding out for what he calls a six-figure settlement, mm-hmm. is what the ex-husband wants.
Well, what's interesting, even before you said the whole thing about what I saw before, when I see the court, I see a great big X on the door of going into the courtroom, a great big X. Like it's, could they do any last-minute finagling around?
Possibly. We tried to do that with a mediation last week, but they walked out.
Okay.
For the second time.
Still, when are you going in?
We're on standby, but it's supposed to be for the 25th of April.
Okay, so you still have time, even though it might not sound like time, on a Sunday?
Next Monday.
Okay. Because the door is still on your right side. So, Maria, that means to me that there's still an opportunity to make some last-minute things, because it's all posturing. And so really believe that, because as soon as I heard your name, I saw this great big door with this great big X on it. So that's a good sign. And even if you go in there, it's not going to be a big deal, because I see that your ex is going to get a bird's eye view that he's shooting for the sky, and he's going to get shot down. So don't put your energy into, like, don't be terrified if you have to walk through that door. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But also with this, I've done this before, and the day before, I couldn't believe how many people, I thought it was mental abuse, to be honest, because I saw hundreds of couples in corners where their lawyers were doing last-minute things when we were about to walk into court, and it was last-minute details, and I really thought it was just this, I saw it as this game, and it's so typical, and it's, I can't even, just trust that you're going to be fine. He can't shoot for the moon, because it's a marriage, it's a contract, and that he, you know, it's everything's going to be fine. And so and there's a part of him that doesn't want to go to the door, but he's huffing and puffing and really trying to scare you. So, and he's got you pretty good because he's got you right by the second chakra. And so you really want to cut cords because his hand goes right around your right hip and right into the center of your second chakra. So you want to go in front of a fire or in front of the water or the beach and take your hand and wipe off that hand and clear off any kind of cords that he has, because it's a great big old hand. And that is, again, igniting the fear in you. So you just want to not get caught up in it, because second chakra is all about money, finances, one-on-one relationships, creativity. Put your hands on your second chakra right over your uterus and do infinity eights. Feel your uterus or the uterine energy as like this beautiful birthing place that you're birthing a new relationship with yourself, and also cutting any cords of a new relationship with your husband, like talking to his higher self, his angel self, and just like coming to an agreement that you guys can close this without having to do all this duality stuff, you know what I mean? And so talk to his higher self. Send it off to the angels. If you have Archangel Michael in there, that makes you feel better. And but again, I keep on seeing an X on the door, so that means to me that they could do posturing that comes in. There's a lot of drama going on with him walking out. I see him getting all puffed up and all egoed out, but the bottom line, it's all posturing. So hang in there.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye. All right. We'll be back after this short few message.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we're doing open phone lines, and you could call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Will do, will do. And our last caller obviously is going through a tough time with some divorce, and with closure of that real soon, hopefully, we have a door opening for Tony. Tony's actually calling in from Twin Cities, Minnesota. He's met another woman. He wants to know how it's going to go. So, Tony, welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Tony.
There are so many avenues I've got to get to go down. Mm-hmm. But one of the most promising ones would be the young lady I've met.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, Tony, I could imagine, I could see why you wanted to go down to all these different avenues, because when I look into your energy field, in your heart and in your second chakra, I'm looking at this beautiful lotus flower that's opening up, and especially in your second chakra, because it's just salmon-colored, and that's bringing in a higher energy, because we see the second chakra as orange, traditionally, actually, it's all different colors, but it's really good. It's breathing. There has rhythm with you, and it's obviously opening up your heart. And actually, I really like to see this other thing. You're opening up the bottom part of the heart chakra, which I call the learning to love ourselves. So obviously, this relationship has come in for both of you to learn to help each other, and love yourself is what it is. And the more we love ourselves and not ego love, just really understanding that we are love, that's part of our fiber, and the more it opens up our heart. And that also will spill over to work, money, all of that, because you're really clearing out both the heart and the second chakra. So that's a really good thumbs up. And especially pay attention over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, into the next 3 months. In particularly April through, June, July, the Jays. Do you guys have any plans yet?
No, not as of yet. I would like to make some plans, but, piece by piece, moment by moment.
Yep. That's good. That's perfect. That's the way to go with what I call the complement relationships, where we complement each other, where we are collectively getting out of what I call the pattern of you complete me, which is in essence saying that we're not whole, we're not complete, we lack. And so these complement relationships and dynamics look energetically very different, and they act very different. Things can go very fast as far as with these relationships, because a person could feel very soul familiar. So it's good that you're doing like one day at a time or one step at a time. The energy pulls me to that, like the end of June, it's before 4th of July, and it looks like a crack that in this foundation, but it seems not between you guys. It's more of trying to have timing to get away or that kind of deal. It's not a big deal, but just one of my best friends just said to me, the first fight in a relationship says how the last will end and how we act and stuff like that. And I'm not giving her credit. I actually got to quote her exactly what she says, how we behave ourselves in our first altercation or first when we feel like we're on ends really shows a lot of the relationship. And so, and not saying prepping you up for a fight, but it's just being able to speak from the heart whenever you're feeling anything. Same with her, having you guys create open space where you both feel like you can speak your mind and be able to say what you're feeling. And especially when it comes to feels like planning different ideas of a party, different parties or something like that when it comes to June, where you might want to go one way, she might want to go another. But it's all in how you address. It's the energy between it, because it's not about the party at all. It's about our foundation. It's about our roots. And so it's good. It's a good thumbs up. Good heart opening, and also open up your second chakra. Really good, Tony. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Have fun.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah, I thank you for calling, and have fun.
All right. That's a good sign.
Yes, it is.
I think he's going to be super happy with that one. So Let's take now AJ. AJ is calling in from Seattle. He just actually recently put his house on the market, and he wants to know if and when it will sell, maybe sooner than expected, maybe a little later. Who knows? Let's see. AJ, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. AJ, when I first look at your house, I look at the right side to me, which is like the future or right now. And it looks like there's an umbrella that has like a cloud over it. And this cloud seems to be grief. And so we're clearing that, because that would be blocking the sell from the house. Are you selling it for any kind of like grief issues or divorce or something like that?
Yeah, it's split after 11 years.
Okay, all right. So our houses have energy, and our houses contain that energy. So you really want to cleanse and clear it out, because it's the first thing I'm seeing on the right side, AJ. So, and it literally can block out the sale. I've seen people not even see a house because of these clouds, right? But what we're doing is I'm helping you clear it right now, and then I'm going to encourage you to continue on with it. Visualize the center of the house, like the spine of the house, as like this gold rod. and visualize that gold energy expanding throughout the whole house, through the wood in every all parts of it, and clearing out to the whole land. Like, could it put it in a gold dome? It clears out that energy, that grief, and then I'm putting, like, the great big sun over the house, and then it literally takes the energy away, because people can feel it. People can feel when there's been sadness in the house, or when there's been happiness, or when there's been death, and so the house just still has energy with that, especially if anybody's sensitive, right? And so as soon as I did that, I saw the sales were pretty quick, and I've been getting a lot of 555s, and so you could get offers as fast as the next 5 days and having some real serious bites within the next 5 weeks, and I see you totally out of there, turning around, looking backwards within 5 months from now. And so that's my symbol of you've already moved on, and you're looking back like your feet are in a different direction. It could even seem like a different lifetime. So pay attention to seeing 555s. But, again, clear the house, because you're literally clearing out the energy of it. And I'm also encouraging you, because you hold a lot of this, like a big sign of grief around your heart. And so process that, honestly, really connect with nature, AJ, and really go out to the woods or anything that makes you feel good. Some people are fire people, some people are beach people, some people are mountain people, but connect back with nature and feel her like pulling off the grief, the sadness of the separation and all that come up with that, and it's going to really open up your heart and make you feel like you have your step is back, because right now you look a little energetically worn down, which that relationship will do that with us when we are ending them. But then I'm seeing this real major turnaround. Fives are about change, major change, but this is a real, you're opening up the whole left side of your energy field, so that's receiving more money, love, opportunities, and it's a really beautiful color that's coming in, so it's a really good thing. So it's like the bridge over troubled waters. It can seem like troubled waters, but you're getting over the edge of it. Okay, hon?
That's great. That's funny that you say the fives, because my real estate agent had me price it where it would equal five.
Oh, you're kidding. That's an extra confirmation for you. And actually, I see a strong father with you. Do you have a father, a grandfather, paternal in spirit?
Yeah, grandfather.
Okay, he comes in really strong. Did you not really get to know him that much?
I did, but I would have liked to have known him more, because he died when I was fairly young.
Okay, because whenever I see them doing like a handshake, that means nice to meet you, or I want to reconnect with you. And he's putting his hand on your shoulder, and he's really proud of you, and he's really offering this extra support. And he's giving you confirmation of 777, so you'll see three or more sevens. It's like his sign that he's around. He's also pointing to like big hawks and like eagles, like bald eagles in particular. And so pay attention to even seeing the word hawk, eagles, or those birds. And he's, because what you're doing, AJ, is you're breaking generational patterns, especially with the male energy and how you hold the male energy, and that he is absolutely backing you up, because he shows me his legs as, actually it's like symbolically, he shows me a lot of cracks in his legs, like compound fractures. And so that means that to me that he felt like there was like suffering in life, and sometimes he felt like, why do bad things happen to good people, in his foundational energy. So he sees things differently, and he really comes back down there to support you. Big time. So if you feel or see a lot of the sevens, that's his energy coming in, or the birds, it's his sign that he's in and around you. But think of this as a real period of, what's that?
I was going to say, and there's a bald eagle's nest right by the house.
You're
and
kidding. Very cool.
After
the, what's that?
I modeled my house after his.
Oh, you're kidding. Isn't that
no.
so cool? Cool.
That
cool.
is cool.
And so the bald eagles, are they out? Because we don't really have much eagles around here. So that's cool to have one around your nest.
I imagine they probably are, but I'm not there, so.
Yeah, well, especially when you see the eagles, and I'm also seeing the eagles doing different things. I was going through this major period similar to you, and I was out on my back porch, and my Connecticut has some periods has eagles, but my house, it's not indigenous to eagles at all. All of a sudden, this eagle started hanging out in my backyard, and then it even flew down where one time the feathers, and it went across my chest. It scared the heck out of my kids. But it was really a cool sign of confirmation of spirit, of a major turning point in my life. I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing the same thing as far as I wouldn't be surprised if the eagles do some really out of character, and I mean the physical eagles, doing some really amazing things as confirmation for you that they're there, and you could see feathers in odd places, or that they could dip down and do exactly what they did, and they literally touched my heart. And then I read so like a year or two later that's a real significant sign from spirit for eagles to come by and touch your heart with their feathers and just fly by you. So something similar is going on with you. So I definitely connect with that eagle medicine. That's all it's about. Again, keep it up. And And that's very, very cool, seeing feathers in different places. And, again, having their energy help help clear it, because you're definitely going through I'm seeing you so much happier, and you understand that it was a very karmic relationship, and that you are just, it's like the karmic, that karmic contact is completed, and now you're going for the complete new relationship, and it's, and I'm seeing tons of hummingbirds coming in, and that's a real good sign of joy, happiness, and they pollinate, and so it's extra, activity as far as socially, and it's a real good thing. Especially I like seeing full circles around people. That means completion and feeling whole, whole, complete. So, good for you. Keep up the work and just clear out that cloud and bring in that sun, and your house will solve very quickly. Oops, I heard my little thing. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now,
we are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. And speaking of those phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those?
Yeah, we'll do, and we'll take Kim. She's driving around in this ugly Seattle weather that's just kind of moved through inconveniently. So I dropped her once already. Hopefully we don't drop her again, but if so, Kim, call me back. That's just a little heads up to you. But she's also been dealing with lots of nervous energy lately around career, around her family. She wants to know where it's maybe coming from. She's also just looking for some guidance. So, Kim, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Good morning. Thank you. Yes, I look forward, Carrie, to help me through this nervous syndrome that I have going on.
Right. You know, Kim, it's really interesting because you pull me right into smack into your third chakra, and I see it looks like this hole in it, but I want to, and the hole looks like a black hole. So I want to explain two things that it is. That black hole represents like the void, and when we first hit the void, it seems like it's black, and our first reaction is imagine going like feeling lost in space or feeling like the little child in us could feel like it's all the dark, the boogeyman energy. But actually the void is like when we step through it, it's creative free creation energy, and it's amazing things. So when people go through this period of, especially when it's in your third chakra, that's the seat of self-esteem, self-sense, the seat of your subconscious. And so it's definitely affecting, and especially when it's in the smack in the center, it's affecting both the right side and the left side of how you're receiving and taking energy in. And that means inputting. And it's like data. It's like our energy fields could be compared to computers. And so it's like you're in this downloading mode of doing an upgrade, and as you're getting rid of old programs, the nervous thing is coming up as you're also opening up to really hold more of this higher frequency energy, which would be very calming. So I just saw pink Himalayan salts, and I know they sell them as bath salts, and that would be really good for you to get those trace minerals in you. You could even have them, you could eat them too, as far as the mineral salts. So bring that, ground yourself, bring yourself into the bath, get those salts and take long baths and feel yourself again grounding, because your electrical side is off, and that's where I see it's like the left side. When I look at 2.5 feet outside of your energy field, it's like you're shaking. So you want to create a new grounding cord, and you're really literally feeling the shifts of the earth. The earth is really speeding up, and if I don't do, I'm doing now grounding cords. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and have to create another one because I'm feeling her shift so much that if I don't, sometimes I couldn't get out of bed one day because I was just like down in this period of downloading. It wasn't a bad thing. It was just because I knew it was going on. If I didn't know what was going on, it could have been kind of creepy or kind of scary or feeling out of control or feeling shaky or whatever. So think of that. You're going through this upgrading program. You're downloading fears, and you're also picking up on other fears. And that's where we are. We want to remember that we're all one, we're all connected, so we all can pick up on subconscious patterns. And so we want to clear through those subconscious patterns, because the subconscious patterns have to do with people's fears, their worst nightmares, and get beyond them. It's like breaking through the veil, so then we can feel that support that I was talking about and feel supported. So anything that you can do to feel support, Kim, as far as even putting your back to a tree, to a mountain, to a rock, and feel that energetic support, feel yourself going down to the center of the earth, and literally seeing yourself get rid of the excessive electric energy. We are energy, but we are electromagnetic energy fields. And so when somebody has an excessive electric, it's like an electric charge, and a lot of times it has the thing of nervous energy. And I'd also work with any kind of box flower remedies. I know they sell rescue remedies. I know I create own remedies. I look at the energy fields and create some for people, and they've had to have worked wonders. So I'd encourage you to do that. I'm sure you could get rescue remedy today at any store, like a lot of the stores that have it, even grocery stores are starting to carry it now. And so that would be a very good thing for you to do it. And especially April through August, you're going through, again, this real period. I see eights all over your head. So eights are bringing in balance. Think of an affinity eight. That's a sideways eight. It's an opportunity for you to bring in balance into your life, and especially, again, third chakra issues, self-esteem, self-worth, through the subconscious. And so think of, some people process it as being tired. Some people process it as nervous. Other people project their energy. So people process all different ways. So think of your way as like the nervous way. So that's where you want to make sure that you really get grounded. And also work with fire, as far as if you have a chimeria or a fireplace, bring in that fire element, because fire really helps transmute when we have that kind of energy. It just kind of burns it away. And that's an ancient shaman technique that they've worked with the elements for years, and so that would be very good for you too. Are you sleeping?
At the moment, no. I've noticed I have had some, within the last week, I have had tougher time sleeping through the night.
Mm-hmm. Also, your vitamin D3 level isn't as high as it should be. We should it should be at least, they're changing it now from 50 to 100 to 80 to 110, and you're not close to that. And especially empathic people seem to need more vitamin D3. I noticed that myself, and so I definitely would make sure that you're getting enough vitamin D3. And a lot of that's like an epidemic right now with a lot of people, and that has a lot to do with grounding and bones and endocrine system in particular. And also, when I'm looking at your adrenals, your right one looks like it's like a treadmill. So I'd get like a homeopathy adrenal support. I'm not seeing like where you have to get drugs for it, but it's just the homeopathy adrenal support would just give it that extra little support for you to not feel that energy shift that you're having. It's just like a, again, an extra kind of support. It's all about support. Think of physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We're here to really learn to support ourselves in a different way. And the more we do it and take the proactive steps, the more we'll feel the results from it. Because you have a lot of guidance around you, and you're very sensitive. Do you recognize how sensitive you are to energy?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and I'd also call in the mountains. You live near Seattle. Do you have mountains around you?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Call in the mountain support, because they are known as like the, they represent the Elohims, like the Godheads in different traditions. And so feel their support. And you don't have to live right on top of a mountain to feel their support. Feel their support behind you. The closest mountain to me is, I don't know, several states away, but I call in that support of the mountain. And whenever we call in something, even a power animal or an angel or guide, we always want to remember to have the attitude of gratitude is first, like, thank you for helping support me, and just get in the habit of that, because I just keep on looking at these peaks of this mountain behind you, and it will literally help degrade, like ground your energy field. Actually, it's interesting, because then I see this lightning rod coming in, 45 degree right, and so it's really stepping into, then you just turn into this warrior woman standing on top of the mountain. So there's a part of you that's integrating this real strength, strong part of yourself, like the empowered person. It almost looks like you look like a gladiator woman or something, but you have a shield out in front of your third chakra protecting it. So that's part of the upgrade that you're getting. You could even consider that's part of an aspect of your or past life that you're getting familiar with, that when you were a very empowered warrior kind of energy. And so sometimes when we have those periods when we're starting to download that information, we can feel kind of funky, because we just feel like we're on over download. So do the practical things, and also give yourself peace, because I see a lot of static, especially like you don't get a break. And so like sometimes I have to say to my kids and to even my assistant the other day, I said, I'm done. I'm going into my room. I'm out. I'm done. I'm officially off the circuit today. I got to just do my thing. And so they kind of are used to it. They understand it. So I'm seeing you might need to tell a few people that around you and have them respect your space, that you're kind of, I call it my downloading period, so call it whatever you need to call it, but ask for your space, because when you're really in that period of feeling stretched, it's like people's energies around you can feel like nails on a chalkboard, and it's not to isolate yourself, but sometimes we need to isolate. It's like just step back a little bit. Like I'll go and I'll be listening to different things, or I'll go outside, or I'll just do, I want to make sure I don't isolate, because that could get kind of comfortable too. And so it's like learning to when to come down from the mountain symbolically. And but it's really important, because you're so sensitive, and it's like you're upgrading this whole energy pattern, and you're picking up everybody else's energy. And so it's like conflict, right? And so the energy is splitting in half, which makes it harder. So just, again, simple, and that's part of asking for support from people around from you. And so you could simply say, you know, my kids have learned to, they grew up with me, so they kind of know when I'm in that zone. But otherwise, I just say I'm in a ground downloading period. I really need my space right now. Nothing personal. I just have to kind of step back. And especially nature gets us so fast and back into balance, especially with working with elements, fire, earth, air, and water. And so working with those elements, and if we don't have a fireplace or chimera, we could use a candle and work with the fire and bring it through the energy field. The wind can come through us and clear out our thoughts. All of that will help you a lot. Okay? And I
wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. You keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You're
well,
welcome.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. And I just heard my little ending. And so until next week, may you align with the divine.